Proverbs chapter 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, the king of Israel. These proverbs are to teach wisdom and instruction, to teach words of insight, that you may receive instruction in prudent behavior, righteousness, justice, and uprightness. These proverbs are also to give wisdom to the naive and to give knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let wise people listen and increase their learning, and let discerning people get wise counsel. To understand proverbs, parables, and words of wise people and their riddles. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not abandon the rules of your mother. They will be a graceful wreath for your head and pendants hanging from your neck. My son, if sinners try to entice you into their sin, do not go with them. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait for blood, let us hide and attack innocent people for no reason. Let us swallow them up alive, like Sheol takes away those who are healthy, and make them like those who go down into the pit. We will find all kinds of valuable things. We will fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us, and we will all have one purse together. My son, do not walk down that path with them. Do not let your foot touch where they walk. Their feet run to evil, and they hurry to shed blood. For it is useless to spread the net in the sight of any bird. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who gains profit by violence. Unjust gain takes away the lives of those who hold on to it. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the open places. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks her sayings. How long, you naive people, will you love being naive? How long, you mockers, will you delight in mockery? And how long, you fools, will you hate knowledge? Turn at my correction. I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. I have called, and you have refused to listen. I reached out with my hand, but there was no one who paid attention. But you have ignored all my instruction and paid no attention to my correction. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when the terror comes. When your fearful dread comes like a storm and disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me and I will not answer. They will diligently seek me, but they will not find me, because they hate knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yahweh. They would not follow my instruction, and they despised all my correction. They will eat the fruit of their ways, and with the fruit of their schemes they will be filled. For the naive are killed when they turn away, and the indifference of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell in safety and will rest secure with no fear of disaster.